Lots of legal drama surrounding LSU athletics right now. A Baton Rouge judge yesterday granted a preliminary injunction that allows 42 college athletes seeking a fifth year of eligibility to play this athletic season. At about the same time, the SEC filed a lawsuit saying LSU had launched a coordinated campaign to recruit pro players. Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo.
I still think LSU ought to cut bait and go into the season because even though they have the law on their side, it's going to be dragged out.
Construction of the Hyundai steel plant near Donaldsonville officially gets underway today. Andrew Greenstein reports.
The $5.8 billion Hyundai steel plant is expected to open in 2029. Stephanie Mellon with Hyundai Steel says having the plant in Ascension Parish will allow the company not to have its supply chain dictated by geopolitics.
It serves to really bolster the supply chain in the U.S. and national security.
At a recent air permit meeting, some of the community expressed concern about whether emissions levels would meet current EPA standards. But Mellon says Hyundai is taking an innovative approach in addressing this.
We're using electricity instead of burning coal to create the materials that we're producing for automotive steel.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
It appears Louisiana's economy is doing better than the rest of the country in some areas. That's according to the Pelican Institute for Public Policy. CEO Daniel Esparmer says the state has added nearly 17,000 jobs over the last year.
5.5% increase in construction employment and a little over 2% increase in manufacturing employment.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.